Unit 8. Listening. Page 51. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You overhear a woman talking on the phone about a course she's taking. What would she like to change about the course? A. The time. B. The distance. C. The cost.
You know, I've always loved Italian cooking, but I just never felt confident about preparing the dishes at home. Anyway, when I heard that the Italian Cultural Institute was offering a course in Italian cooking, I signed up right away. I suppose it would be easier for me if the course were on Saturdays, though, because it's a bit hard to focus at 6 o'clock in the evening. But the Institute is just around the corner from the office, so I can walk there after work. And the best part is that at the end of the course, all the students are going on a restaurant tour in Rome for a weekend, and they got us a great deal on the airfare and the hotel.
Two. You hear a man telling a woman about his job. What is his profession? A. A musician. B. An actor. C. A teacher.
How did your first day go?
Not bad. I was a bit scared at first. It's kind of like being on a stage, standing in front of a new group of kids and trying to get their attention.
I'd never be able to do it. I hate standing in front of an audience.
Luckily, I got over that feeling in a couple of minutes. Actually, things went really well because I played this really popular song and then had them learn the words.
That was a good idea. Songs are great for picking up vocabulary when you're learning a new language. I bet they loved it.
Three. You hear two people discussing a newspaper article. What upset the woman about the article? A. Some important information was not included. B. She learned that more young people commit crimes. C. The facts were not all accurate.
Did you read that article about crime in London?
I did, and it really upset me. You have to be careful when you read something like that.
What do you mean? The numbers they quoted in the article were taken from a police report, so they were accurate. And they show that there have been fewer crimes this year.
Yeah, but there was no mention of the fact that more and more teenagers are involved in violent crimes.
Four. You hear a woman describing her last holiday. What bothered her a little on the holiday? A. The noise. B. The expense. C. The limited space.
We usually go to London for the holidays. My sister lives there and we stay with her, and that saves on the cost of accommodation, which is a lot because we're 4 people. The funny thing is, I always come home after the holiday feeling exhausted. I don't know why. Maybe it's just being in such a big city. There are crowds everywhere, and the traffic is so noisy. That's why this year we rented a small cottage in Ireland, and my sister joined us there. It was right out in the country. All you could hear were the birds singing and the sound of the sea. In fact, apart from the lack of space, which made it a bit cramped, we all had a great time, and I got home feeling really relaxed.
Five. You hear two people talking about the rubbish they throw out every day. What is their relationship? A. Husband and wife. B. Two friends. C. Mother and son.
I can't believe how much rubbish we throw out every day. This is the second time I've had to empty the bin.
Well, don't blame me. I'm at work all day. I think most of it is probably from stuff the kids throw out.
Don't be silly. Actually, most of it is from the newspapers you read. You're the only person I know who has to read 3 newspapers a day. Actually, lots of the rubbish we throw out is packaging from the food I buy. What with the newspapers and empty plastic bottles, the bin fills up quickly.
It's about time the city organised recycling bins for plastic and paper, don't you think? Lots of cities have them.
Six. You hear a young woman talking. Why did she decide to go back to college? A. To change her career. B. To learn to draw. C. To make more money.
I made my way by starting from the bottom as a salesperson in a clothing shop. After a while, I was managing the shop and choosing the fashions we ordered. The money was pretty good, but I suppose I just found it boring and I was looking for something different to do. I've always been interested in fashion design, but I really didn't know the first thing about it, apart from what I liked. So when I heard there was a course in fashion design at the local college, I thought I'd give it a go.
Seven. You hear a guide talking to a group of tourists. Where are they? A. On a plane. B. On a boat. C. On a train.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's nice to see you this morning, and I hope you're all rested after yesterday's flight. Did anyone have difficulty getting here from Waterloo Station? No? Good. Now, please sit down as we're about to start the tour and it's not safe to stand. I'd also like to announce that there are life jackets under your seats, although I'm sure you won't need them. Just before we set out, please take a look to your left where you can see the buildings of Parliament and Big Ben. This bridge we're just passing under is Westminster Bridge, and just over there is the famous London Eye.
Eight. You hear a man and woman discussing new computer programs. What are they saying about these programs? A. They find them difficult to use. B. The programs have been very helpful. C. The instructions were unclear.
I know that we have to keep up with all these new computer programs, but I just can't get the hang of this new software we have at work.
Tell me about it. A month ago, our company got a new computer program for the art department. It was meant to save us a lot of time and be very user-friendly, but no one knows how to work it yet.
We even had an instructor who showed us what to do, and it all seemed so simple when she did it. But when I tried it on my own, it was impossible. I think I might ask my daughter to give me a hand. She's good with these things.